Today, I'm going to give you a test about taking a test to see if you actually can pass the test. Did you get that? I hope so. Okay, now, let's begin. Wake the Friday Faith Up. Gentlemen, I know many of you are new to the podcast, and just over the last couple weeks, maybe you're not used to the Friday challenge, but let's start it out with that, and that is get as many people to church as possible, to a church that believes in Jesus, preaches the Bible, preaches the gospel. Is your church closed? Hey, I invite you to come check out Hillspring Church in New Prague in Minnesota. If you're not in the area, find a church that's open, that's not afraid. Wear a mask if you have to, but go and get as many people, as many men, into church as possible. Our job is to influence everyone closer to Jesus. Easiest way to do that is starting on Sunday mornings. Thank you. Hey, you need a website? Check out Tony Herman at Webstix.com, Webstix.com. His company, Webstix, will do you right. It's the coolest cat on the net. They do some amazing work. Check them out. And finally today, I don't think I'll promote this business anymore unless I start to hear great things from people who bought the product again. But I've been thrilled about it, been using it with my clients, and that is Zoid Fitness, ZOIDFITNESS.com. Check out their website. The product is freaking amazing. It will absolutely revolutionize how you train your clients. Or if you're a student, young person, son, daughter, if they are into sports, you've got to have this for them. It comes with manual instructions, videos, but the product itself is unlike any other speed letter you've ever seen. You might think I'm blowing it way out of proportion. I'm not. Check it out, and you will see why it's so cool. Now, it's a Friday, and I want to talk to you about passing the test. I want to give you an example, and I'm going to ask what you would do throughout this storyline to see if you'd pass the test. And it's actually about taking a test. Now, I want you to imagine that this is you that I'm talking about. Put yourself in this position and get ready to decide what you would do. So here you are. You are a senior in high school, and this is a test you're taking, and guess what? You need an A on it. You need an A on it to at least have a shot at a scholarship. No scholarship, probably no college. And this is the last test of the year. The good thing is that the teacher's going to grade on a curve, so you're pretty confident about your chances. However, in the middle of the test, you see a student next to you cheating. Not totally unheard of, but as you scan their answers, you see that they're answering every question correctly, which means they will probably get an A+, and because of the curve, you will probably get a B-. This will definitely blow the curve. So what do? Do you go tell the teacher? Here are your parameters, men. Would you go tell the teacher? Secondly, if this is a girl and she is your best friend's girlfriend, does this change the scenario? And what if she's also the most popular girl in school and you would pay a heavy price for snitching on her? Does this change your answer? What about if also her father is the principal of the school and he's been known to have a pretty mean temper? Does this change your position on the matter? And finally, the principal is also your father. So this student who's cheating is your sister. Does this change your answer? I give this test to students all the time when I'm talking to them in public schools. And when I get to the end and I say, this is your sister, almost universally, everybody's like, oh, I'm telling, you know. But here's the deal. Did you hedge or change your answer throughout the test? Now, look, we're grown men now, so it might be easy to go, I would do this, and you stick with it. But back then, probably not. In fact, even now today, you may have changed your answer a little bit, had a second thought, second guessed it. But here's the deal. I have somewhat tricked many of you because the first question I should have asked is, whether or not you think cheating is wrong. Now, why is that the first question? Because today's world has changing values according to the circumstances involved in each scenario. What may be wrong for one person, we see as quite possibly an acceptable choice for another, i.e. ourselves. The truth is that if cheating is wrong, it's wrong. There is no other circumstance that changes your decision. One of the greatest examples of faith is when Daniel, after being captured, had resolved in his heart not to defile himself. Chapter 1, verse 8. He did not want to eat of the food given him because it was food offered to idols and a sign of allegiance to these idols. He said, "My heart is for God, regardless of circumstances." So before any of the tests had ever come, he'd already decided what was right and what was wrong. Daniel is the kid who immediately raises his hand in class and says, "My sister's cheating, not out of hate, but because it's wrong." We can make so many decisions in life hard, when in reality, if we have already resolved in our heart to serve God, it's been decided. Thus, it's an easy decision. So your boss asks you to fudge on the numbers, and you say, "I can't." And he asks why, and you tell him, "Well, I've already decided to never cheat God by cheating the numbers." Yeah, you may lose your job, but God took care of these young men, and I think he'd take care of you. And you can rest in knowing that it will be an easier decision because today you've resolved in your heart to serve God. Think back to Joshua 24, verses 15, when just before Joshua has the altars, or just before Elisha has the altar licked up with fire, praying to God, he says this to the nation of Israel: "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day who you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." So, your wife doesn't want to tithe. Your kids don't want to go to church. Guess what? You've already decided, well, guess what? In this family, in this household, we're going to tithe. We're going to go to church. That's just the way it is. See, there are some things, if you resolve ahead of time, makes all the difference in the world. And trust me, God will honor that. You remember the song Ghostbusters? It had this repetitive, reciprocal line in it. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! Well, guess what? Every day, the world around you is crying out, who you gonna serve? Now, if you don't decide beforehand, it will really make it hard to choose at the moment. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. And until Monday, keep slaying giants.